Hello, my name is Douglas Block. I'm an author and mental health educator. Welcome to your Depression Recovery Podcast, where each week we talk about practical tools and coping strategies for healing from depression and anxiety. This week's podcast was adapted from one of my YouTube videos. I hope you enjoy it. In a recent video on loss and depression, I talked about how losing someone you care about or experiencing any sort of loss or grief can trigger a depressive episode. Many years ago, after going through a very painful loss that put me in the hospital, I was guided to basically write a book of affirmations and meditations that would help myself and others who were going through similar pain and loss. The name of the book is called Words That Heal, and right now I'd like to have a meditation read to you, and the meditation is called When One Door Closes, Another Door Opens. As you listen to the meditation and the affirmations that follow, let the words that you hear enter your heart and speak to you, providing you with support, insight, understanding, and comfort.
When one door closes, another door opens. Have patience, perseverance, and persistence. There comes a time along the spiritual journey when something we cherish must come to an end. Perhaps a meaningful relationship is terminated. Perhaps some opportunity we sought suddenly becomes unavailable. Whatever the circumstances, we feel shut out from a good that we desired. When this occurs, do not despair, for the infinite has not forgotten you. You have experienced loss for one reason and one reason only, so that you may receive an even greater good. Nature abhors a vacuum. What is true in the physical world has its parallel in the spiritual world. You can't release something without gaining something in return. The universe longs to fill your void, replacing sadness with joy, loss with gain, death with rebirth. What, then, is your task when a door is closed before you? First, release your attachment to the way it was or the way you wished it to be. Your higher self has prepared a far greater gift for you. Then affirm to yourself, when one door closes, another door opens. I expectantly look forward to the good that awaits me. Be patient, for it will come in the twinkling of an eye. Now I would like to read five affirmations that support this meditation. I release the past and eagerly look toward the good that awaits me. I release my prior expectations and eagerly look toward the good that awaits me. I have faith that I will be guided to my next step. Although I grieve for what I lost, I have faith that a greater good lies before me. A new door in my life stands open before me. If you like, take a moment and create your own affirmation, letting your inner wisdom reveal the words you need to hear. Finally, here's a quotation that encapsulates the essence of what you have heard. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Psalm 126.5. I hope you have enjoyed listening to these healing words.
This has been Douglas Block. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and learned something from it. If you'd like to ask me any questions about what you have heard, feel free to email me at douglasblock@gmail.com. That's my first and last name, all lowercase, @gmail.com, without any dots or underscores. If you would like to learn more about my work with depression, you can visit my website, www.healingfromdepression.com, or go to my YouTube channel. Just open up YouTube and type in the words Douglas Block Depression, and my depression recovery channel should come right up. Finally, I would like to remind you that depression and anxiety are treatable conditions. It may take time to find the right therapy or combination of therapies, but if you persevere, you can achieve the healing that you seek. And until our next podcast, I wish you the best in your mental health recovery. Thank you for listening.